When you stop to think about it, you realize you've spent a lifetime with music. What did you sing as a kid and where? Maybe on a school bus? Does your alarm go off to music? We all have many musical memories. Here are four of mine. Softly singing over and over at cribside. Go to sleep, Timmy, go to sleep. Then there's that first sleepy bird song just before dawn. And there was fighting for piano practice time when all four of us, parents and kids, were desperately preparing for the same recital and singing with the Unity Choir. We learn early that music can take us to places deep within and outward beyond space and time. How do combinations of sound waves do this? It's mysterious. This morning, again, we enter that mystery, awakened into dreams of flight and falling, seduced into stillness and solitude, despite being surrounded by other people and currents of sound. Perhaps, as Walt Whitman says, we will be whirled wider than the planets, beyond the world of words and things. Like you, I've been moved by music to both tears and exultation, often at the same time. It happens here at Unity, in this lovely spare old room where we, the current occupants, rise to sing accompanied by ghost music of Sunday's past and yet to come. As we keep time, time dissolves in the singing. The room itself sings. Next week, construction fences go up, and for 6 or 7 months, we'll be surrounded by controlled chaos as we complete our Unity Tomorrow project. But here, there will be music.
Thank you.
Night, with the eyes of a horse that trembles in the night. Night, with eyes of water in the field, asleep is in your eyes. A horse that trembles is in your eyes of secret water. Eyes of shadow water. Eyes of well water. Eyes of dream water. Silence and solitude. Two little animals, moon-led, drink in your eyes, drink in those waters. If you open your eyes, night opens doors of musk. The secret kingdom of the water opens, flowing from the center of night. And if you close your eyes, a river fills you from within, flows forward, darkens you. Night brings its wetness to beaches in your soul.
Thank you. had a picture book when I was a kid called The Philharmonic Gets Dressed. I loved this book. It has colorful drawings of members of the New York Philharmonic getting ready for a concert. Women taking bubble baths and pulling on black pantyhose. Men trimming their whiskers and tying their bow ties. The book is a subtle reminder that great performances don't just happen. Years of practice and sweat and pantyhose and bow ties go into each of the New York Philharmonic's concerts. I sometimes wonder why orchestras warm up on stage before a concert. Why not warm up in the green room backstage? Perhaps because the audience needs to see the effort before the performance, to hear the clarinetist get his squeaks out and see the cellist adjust her end pin. While the orchestra warms up, the audience wraps up conversations from dinner and settles into their seats. The chaos of warming up provides a stark contrast to the silence and expectation just before the downbeat. If you're lucky, that downbeat and the music that follows transports you to another place. You lose track of where you are, and time has a different quality. The faces and hands of the orchestra glow almost too brightly. At the end of the piece, the applause brings you back to your seat, and you wonder if you were breathing and your eyes are dry because you forgot to blink. Now I invite you to warm up, to get your squeaks out, and get ready for the downbeat. Come, let us adventure beyond the world of words and things and sing our voices, both individual and within community.
Thank you. tormented by visions of flight and falling. As a member of Unity Singers, I have been blessed to work on Leonardo's dreams of his flying machine. During this time, I too have been tormented by visions of flight and falling. The flight of soaring sound and the fear of falling out of the sky by singing the wrong note at the wrong time at full voice. But these have been visions of music, and the poem that Eric Whitaker set invites us and demands from us that we go beyond just the sounds of voices and words, go beyond into the world of our imagination. Leonardo is hearing a voice he must listen to, calling him to fly. The visions that spring up in his mind of wings and flying machines soaring into the sky and like Icarus falling to the ground both inspire and terrify him. We too get called by imagination and vision. We too can be inspired and tormented by the voices that call us to larger purpose. We too can fly and fall. As you listen to this music, I invite you to experience Leonardo's flight for yourself, in your mind's eye and in your heart. And at the same time, remember your own flights of vision and your own falls. We as singers cannot give you wings to soar with, but you as listeners and beings with imagination can find your own wings. Please join us in our flight.
And so we turn our eyes to the sky. Envious of birds, we imagine ourselves flying, having tamed the laws of gravity and aerodynamics that so enticed and perplexed Da Vinci. Leonardo, vieni a volare, come fly. I'll never forget my first plane ride as a girl. The thrilling tingle of fear, how I looked at the other passengers, frankly amazed that we had given ourselves over to this aircraft, and feeling the eager fellowship of shared adventure. I remember the plane gathering speed on the runway, the feeling of being pressed firmly against our seats. Then suddenly, weightlessness. I looked out my window at the receding squares of farm fields and saw the shadows of clouds gracing the land. Then, most breathtaking of all, we passed right through the clouds ourselves. I sat alone in the company of others, exhilarated. Music is like that. It lifts us up together on its great wings to a place we have eagerly anticipated and at the same time never could have imagined in the particulars of its beauty. And here's the thing. At the end of our flying, when we touch down, we know the ground in a new way. We walk off the plane and feel the ground's solidity, its steadfastness. And we come to understand that the Earth, through its gravitational pull, held us even as we soared. I love it when the music of this church is the plane that bears us aloft and that brings us safely home to each other. I hope that we as a congregation walk out of this sanctuary this and every Sunday, grounded in the steadfastness of beloved community.
Thank you. Thank you.